promised that we would find out more about the Surrey charity, which has got the actress Dame Joanna Lumley and friends pledging to double all donations made to the charity in Dorking through December. Kids for Kids provides food for children facing starvation in the remote villages of Darfur in Sudan. And we've got to bring Patricia Parker, OBE, also Make a Difference Award winner as well, for Kids for Kids. Good morning to you, Patricia. Hello.
James, so proud of that win. You know, you've just said so easy to fall in love with that lovely music. That's what we feel about Joanna. Can you imagine? The donations during December are going to be feeding a child. So you will give a meal to a child, except that you'll be giving two, thanks to Joanna. Isn't that stunning?
Amazing. Look, Patricia, let's explain the charity. Here we are in Surrey, talking about a very remote place in a part of the world that most people will never, ever go to. How on earth did this charity come into your eye line and you actually do something about it?
Well, James, I knew jolly well not to start a charity. I'd already started the Brigitte Trust, which you know about, you know, caring for people in with terminal care, and it was a jolly hard work. And I always said, never, never, never start another charity. But I went to Sudan because my oldest son had joined the diplomatic corps, and it was his first proper job. This was 25 years ago. And I went actually to celebrate his birthday, but because I'd always done stuff for children, you could see that there was enormous poverty, even in the capital. I said I'd like to see how children were living. Well, they took me, talk about lamb to slaughter, to Darfur. And frankly, every single person who is listening to this today would have done the same thing as me. We were in the middle of the desert, nowhere. We were in a 4x4, air-conditioned. It was only March. It was blisteringly hot. And in the middle of nowhere, there was a little 9-year-old boy struggling with a big, heavy jerry can of water. And we thought he was lost. We bounced across to him and said, you know, what are you doing? And he said, oh, I do this walk every day. It takes 7 hours to reach a hand pump. Now, you and I would find it difficult if there was a standpipe outside our gate, wouldn't we? Instead, this little lad, his whole life, frankly, I thought that his mother was allowed, frankly, he was going to die in the summer in the heat. And what was shocking to me was that underground, there's the largest reservoir of water in Africa, underground, if only you can drill for it. But of course, the people had no money. They only had the money that they could spare from the crops that they grew. So they couldn't afford to drill for hand pumps. So these children were doing this walk, still today do this walk for water. You know, nobody has been providing hand pumps in Darfur villages except Kids for Kids. Nice. And I live in Dorking. Isn't that extraordinary?
Well, it is. It does seem a little bit bonkers, but, you know, it's sort of understandable that you've actually done this. And we should explain the idea of buying a kid for a child. That was because the goat can support the family. Is that, can you explain that?
Absolutely. I was so shocked to think of his mother allowing that little boy, frankly, to die, that I actually went to find his mother, and she was camping on a dried riverbed because there were things for her three precious goats to eat. You know, nothing was growing, it was drought. I realised the little boy's water was not only for his younger brothers and sisters, but also for the three goats. But their milk was the protein, the vitamins, the minerals that kept him alive. And do you know, since then, somebody asked me the other day how many goats I'd bought, how many goats I owned. I don't own one. We lend goats to families for 2 years, and then after the 2 years, they own the goats. And the transformation in the children's health is staggering. And by the way, they then pass on the same number of goats to another family. So to buy one goat, in 2 years' time, it will help another family. In 2 years' time, another family. It's 250 for a family. And that, you cannot believe that so little money makes such a transformation.
Amazing. Look, the money's going to be doubled. Tell me about Dame Joanna Lumley and Did she just offer this? Is it her money or has she gone with friends? How's it working?
No, it's her money. We've actually supplemented it with one or two other supporters, but it's principally Joanna who has helped me do this. I realise that actually people really appreciate it, you know, if they can make the most of their donations. People really want to help. You know, I cannot imagine anybody listening to this who has a child who could imagine allowing another child to starve. And in Darfur, particularly now, you know, there's the most terrible conflict, well, conflict violence. So even if the villages aren't directly being affected by violence, the indirect effects of violence are appalling. You know, schools are closed, banks are closed, people can't harvest their crops. You know, children are literally starving. And by providing them with a goat, by providing them with, we call them a kitchen kit, which is lentils, ground nuts, things like this, which are full of protein, it absolutely is making, you know, a huge difference. The other thing we're doing is we're adding soap. You know, when there is huge violence, deprivation and so on, everything collapses. So water is contaminated. So cholera, dysentery are really, really dangerous, killing people. And the people can't afford soap. They're desperate to buy food. So we're providing soap as well for mothers. And, you know, the first families who had them cried. Can you imagine crying over a bar of soap? Well, I mean, it's humbling, isn't it?
It is. She could catch a cold here if you suddenly get an amazing amount of money donated to you, couldn't you?
Actually, I will be getting it to Darfur very quickly. And you won't believe it. Mobile phones were extended, the use of mobile phones were extended in Darfur. There were no mobile phone networks when I first went there. They were extended so that the army could reach each other. Now we get money to Darfur through mobile phones. Isn't amazing. Technology amazing?
It is a brilliant thing. Patricia, yeah. I've just wanted to ask, are you confident, you know, there's a conflict and we know what happens in these things, that your money is actually getting to the people who really need it?
Do you know, I'm taking a very boring sheaf of papers to a talk I'm giving today to a club called the Curiosity Club. And I'm showing them statistics I have that actually show exactly how many people in each village get the things. Not only that, I actually have the names of every single beneficiary. And not only that, I have receipts from everyone, but the mothers have to sign with thumbprints. So my poor computer is heavily laden with countless receipts, all sent by mobile phone, of course, which are receipts to show. And I even have photographs from each village showing me that these people have it. And actually, James, it's a very good question, because I am concerned that when there is settled, you know, authorities, whoever is in charge in Darfur, they could accuse and are likely to accuse villagers of misusing funds that they have. Well, we never give them money. And we can actually prove, you know, Halsu Musa, she had a kitchen kit, she had a goat, she had, you know, and we can show the receipts. And amazing. That will save people's lives, you know, the receipts.
Patricia, let's give a plug to the website. People can find out more. Whatever they actually spend or donate in this run-up to Christmas, and maybe, you know, buying a kid for a kid is a lovely idea for Christmas. But Joanna Lumley will actually double the donation, which is brilliant. So,
and we will make Christmas certificates for people.
Oh, right.
So they can give a present to people. You know, the aunt they've forgotten.
Tell me the website, please.
It's Kids for Kids, that's kids, F-O-R, kids.org.uk. So kidsforkids.org.uk.
Patricia, appreciate you coming on this morning. Have a happy Christmas. Lovely to have the support as well of Dame Joanna Lumley. It's BBC Radio Surrey. Good morning.